On Saturday, June 13th, Crescendo Music will be wrapping up its 2025-26 concert season with a very special event that is highlighting the life and accomplishments of Wanda Landowska. And doing that, we will be hearing a solo performance from Christine Javert, and this will take place at the Methodist Church in Lakeville at 4 p.m. Saturday, June 13th. So we decided let's talk to Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
You're always welcome here, and I'm very excited about the idea of you doing this concert. So maybe you can give us a bit about Wanda's actual lifetime and the things she accomplished, and tell us about the concert itself.
Of course. So Wanda Landowska was really a visionary beyond the harpsichord, but and what is relevant for us, of course, is that she was the one, maybe the main person, not the only, but the main person who he revived harpsichord and the early keyboard music played on the harpsichord in her times. And she was born in the at the end of the 19th century. And as you perhaps know, lots of Baroque music had come out of fashion after the French Revolution, and for the whole 19th century wasn't performed as much. There were some pioneers like Mendelssohn who revived Bach's and Handel's music, but keyboard music and the harpsichord wasn't popular. Harpsichords are fragile instruments, and after the French Revolution, lots of the grand instruments got all piled up in a storage because they represented the aristocracy and everything that the revolution was against. And after preserving them maybe for a year or so, they got burned for firewood. So there were very few playable instruments around anymore. So Wanda had this fascination with the instrument early on, and sat later on when she moved from Poland to Germany and then settled in France in the outskirts of Paris. She sat with a famous piano building company, Pleyel, to reconstruct these instruments and build a large concert instrument that she could actually play. That instrument we nowadays consider a hybrid because it still had elements of the piano, namely an iron frame and soundboard that was much more rigid than our historically more accurate instruments nowadays. But nevertheless, she was a fearless and virtuosic performer, very passionate about discovering new music, discovering new old music, and bringing that to the audience. She was the very first person who recorded the famous Goldberg Variations by Johann Sebastian Bach on the instrument that it actually was written for, the harpsichord, in 1933. So we're in the 20th century. She collected early instruments. There was a whole aura around her. She was also a visionary because what happened in the 19th century, the stages became bigger. The audience sat in the dark, and the performers were on the light. The stages were higher, further away. There was a big separation between the performer and the audiences, and she advocated for bringing the audience and the performer, especially for chamber music, closer together in a more intimate setting. She was able to, with the funds of her husband, who was rather wealthy, build a concert hall in the outskirts of Paris with a famous Bauhaus architect. And that concert hall was small. It sat about 150 people, had a glass ceiling and a glass arch over the entrance. And it was a cutting-edge building, had a very low stage. And she would bring her own rug and her lamp out of her living room onto stage. and create a familiar and warm and intimate atmosphere, and also start talking to the audiences, something that we're so used to nowadays, but it was a really a revolutionary thing to do at the beginning of the 20th century. So not only was she this fantastic performer and virtuoso, but she had a vision about how to deliver this music, make it colorful and accessible to modern ears. And also, she was an intellectual. She met, for instance, in Europe with Tolstoy, who was fascinated by her and hosted her for a long time. She had a great sense of humor. She made a lot of jokes about herself, and she had a very prominent nose. And I think even on the way to visiting Tolstoy, she kind of got stuck in the snow and stepped out of a sled that she was on and got stuck into a snowbank, and said her big nose saved her from going under in the snow. So she was really had a lot of humor as well. So a cutting-edge woman who also got contemporary composers interested in her so much that they wrote large concertos for her and orchestras, Manuel de Falla and Francis Poulenc. So they wrote contemporary works for her with the harpsichord, and it was a completely new thing. So she didn't just focus on the past, but she was equally present in modern times and connected to composers and regarded by them. She also cherished the folk legacy of especially Poland, where she was from, and she transcribed several Polish folk dances for keyboard as well. So I think I really adore her for the visionary that she was. Now, the connection to our area, to the United States, and specifically also to Lakeville, she had to flee the Nazis when the Nazis invaded Paris and France. She was vulnerable, she was Jewish, and so they decided to flee and leave everything. So she left her concert hall, her teaching hub, and also a collection of early instruments, very sadly, that were then sold and plundered by the Nazis, and lost all of that. She was able to bring one harpsichord with her and not much else. They fled on land through Spain under Franco, which was not easy either, and went on a ship and arrived in the US on the day of Pearl Harbor. And their entry was delayed in Ellis Island because of the war just having been declared. And apparently, tired and wasted as everybody was, she found a little upright piano somewhere in a corner and started playing. And people started gathering around her at the Ellis Island holding facility. So in New York City, she arrived there, and a musician friend advocated for her. And she did a legendary performance at Town Hall of the Goldberg Variations that she had previously recorded in Europe. But in the US, it had not been heard on this instrument, and that made her fame. She became immediately famous. And after a few years in New York City, she decided she wanted to live in the countryside like she had in France. And they found this lovely house in Lakeville, which was within about 2 hours of New York City, as we all know. It is overlooking the lake. It is just as you come out of Lakeville. And they called it Oak Knoll. It's very close to the other historic house, the Holly House. So she would, during these years, the late 40s into 59, when she passed away, she would not only teach people that became very famous in the US, but she would also do some of her most iconic recordings for RCA. And those times when she recorded at her own house, her partner, Denise Restoux, would call up the police barracks and they would close off the traffic around the lake so she would have quiet. Those were those old times. They knew how prominent she was and they would do that for her so nobody could travel around the lake during the day when she was recording for several days. So that's a little anecdote about how things worked.
Yeah, that's truly interesting. I don't think
Yes.
you wouldn't do that today, I don't think, but
I don't think so.
well, she had quite a history and went through so many things. It's almost unbelievable to hear that she survived it all and managed to get back together and play all her music and continue forward. I'm talking to Christine Javert, who is an internationally acclaimed artist in her own right and also the founder and artistic director of Crescendo Music. She will be giving a solo concert at the Lakeville Methodist Church in downtown Lakeville on Saturday, June 13th at 4 p.m. This is to celebrate Wanda Landowska's world. And maybe you could tell us how to get the tickets for this event.
Of course. So you can get tickets also at the door in person that day of the concert to be generally open about 45 minutes before the concert starts. So at 3:15, anytime before 4, of course, you can get tickets right there. But if you want to prepare ahead, that's always also good online. Our website is crescendomusic.org. Crescendo is CRESCENDO, and then the word music all in one go at crescendomusic.org. And there you find the concert on the homepage, and you go to buy tickets, and there's a safe online option for that. And I just wanted to say two words about the recital itself. It's mainly Baroque music, mainly the music that Wanda herself loved and made popular. You will hear some Handel, you will hear some Scarlatti, all of these pieces that she loved and recorded, and they show off what the harpsichord can do. And among them are some very colorful pieces. She loved this music that was descriptive. So there are three pieces portraying different birds and bird calls. I thought that was very appropriate for this late spring by Rameau, who wrote a piece on the chicken, Le Poule, and the call of the birds, Le Rappel des Oiseaux. And then there is a more unknown German composer, Kerl, who wrote a piece on the cuckoo calls. So those are really fun to listen to, very accessible. What is a novelty, and I mirror Landowska's spirit, she did so much to make music known, is that I will be playing two brand new pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach, which seems like a contradiction, but they were just discovered in 1992 in a manuscript by a student of Bach, but it was not auth there was no author with it, and for many years it was believed to be somebody else. And only last November, the Leipzig Bach Society, after many years of examining these pieces, determined that they were actually by the young Johann Sebastian Bach. So there are two Chaconas variation pieces that I will play on the harpsichord, so the audiences will have something fresh. Another bringing in contemporary music or a contemporary take on something like Landowska transcribed folk songs of her own country of origin, Poland. I will play an arrangement of a Chilean folk dance. And so I grew up and studied first in Chile, and my family is still there. The Chilean cueca is the national dance. It's also a dance that is portraying a couple, a chicken and a rooster, who are courting, and is very rhythmical and fun, and it works really beautifully on the harpsichord. So I will do my own take on a Chilean cueca.
Well,
And
and the Methodist Church is really a nice venue to have this as well. So I think this will be a great event to go to. And now you're offering us two pieces that have never been heard before. Is that it?
correctly, yes, two Bach pieces
Wow.
and the improvisation or arrangement of the cueca, yes, so something new as well.
That is fantastic. Once again, we're talking with Christine Javert of Crescendo Music, and she'll be doing a solo concert in Lakeville on June 13th at the Methodist Church in downtown Lakeville. Tickets are from $15 to $80. Doors open 45 minutes before the performance, and you can gather more information by visiting crescendomusic.org. We thank you so much, Christine. It's always a pleasure, and hope we speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Mike.